भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्टिकी। श्रीमद् भागवतम सेकंड कैंटो चैप्टर 7 शेड्यूल्ड इनकार्नेशंस टेक्स्ट 16 श्रुत्वा हरिस्तं अरुणार्थिनं अप्रमेयस् चक्रायुधः पतगराज भुजाधिरूढः चक्रेण नक्रवदनं विनिपाट्य तस्मान् धस्ते प्रगृह्य भगवान् कृपयज्जहार। श्रुत्वा हरिस्तमरनार्थिन श्रुत्वा हरिस्तम अरनार्थिनम अप्रमेयस् चक्रायुध पतगराज भुजाधिरूढ चक्रेन नक्रवदनं विनिपाट्य तस्मात् धस्ते प्रगृह्य भगवान् कृपयज्ज हार। श्रुत्वा हरिस्तं मरणार्थिनम् अप्रमेयस् चक्रायुध पतकराज भुजाधिरूढ चक्रेन नक्रवदनं विनिपाट्य तस्मात् धस्ते प्रगृह्य भगवान् कृपयोज्ज हार। श्रुत्वा हरि अर्थिनम् अप्रमेय चक्रायुध पतगराज भुजाधिरूढ चक्रेन नक्रवदनं विनिपाट्य तस्मात् धस्ते प्रगृह्य भगवान् कृपयोज्ज हार। श्रुत्वा बाय हियरिंग हरि द पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड तम हिम अरणार्थिनम वन हु इज इन नीड ऑफ हेल्प अप्रमेय द अनलिमिटेडली पावरफुल लॉर्ड चक्र विल Ayudhaha, equipped with his weapon. Patagaraja, the king of the birds. Garuda, Bhuja Adhirudhaha, being seated on the wings of. Chakrena, by the wheel. Nakravadanam, the mouth of the crocodile. Binipatya, cutting in two. Tasmat, from the mouth of the crocodile. Haste, in the hands. Pragrijha, taking hold of the trunk. Bhagavan, the personality of Godhead. Kripaya, out of causeless mercy. Ujjahara, delivered him. Translation by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. The personality of Godhead, after hearing the elephant's plea, felt that the elephant needed his immediate help, for he was in great distress. Thus, at once the Lord appeared there on the wings of the king of birds, Garuda, fully equipped with his weapon, the wheel, chakra. With the wheel he cut to pieces the mouth of the crocodile to save the elephant, and he delivered the elephant by lifting him by his trunk. Please repeat after me. The personality of Godhead, after hearing the elephant's plea, felt that the elephant needed his immediate help, for he was in great distress. Thus, at once the Lord appeared there on the wings of the king of the birds, Garuda, fully equipped with his weapon, the chakra, the wheel. With the wheel, he cut to pieces the mouth of the crocodile to save the elephant, and he delivered the elephant by lifting him by the trunk. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The Lord resides in his Vaikuntha planet. No one can estimate how far away this planet is situated. It is said, however, that anyone trying to reach that planet by airship or by mine ships traveling for millions of years will find it still unknown. Modern scientists have invented airships which are material, and the yogis make a still finer material attempt to travel by mine ships. The yogis can reach any distant place very quickly with the help of the mine ship. But neither the airship nor the mine ship has access to the kingdom of God in the Vaikuntha Loka, situated far beyond the material sky. Since this is the situation, how was it possible for the prayers of the elephant to be heard from such an unlimitedly distant place? And how could the Lord at once appear on the spot? These things cannot be calculated by human imagination. All this was possible by the unlimited power of the Lord, and therefore the Lord is described here as Aprameya, for not even the best human brain can estimate his powers and potencies by mathematical calculation. The Lord can hear from such a distant place. He can eat from there, and he can appear simultaneously in all places at a moment's notice. Such is the omnipotency of the Lord. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manodhishtham Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamaiham Dadati Swapadantikam Bandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tvam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitam Cha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpa Tarubhascha Kripa Sindhu Bhayevacha Patitana Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivashana Gauravanta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Shutva Haristamaranarthi Namaprameyas Chakrayudha Patavaraja Bhujadhiguha Chakrena Nakravadanam Vinipatya Tasmad Dhastit Prakritya Bhagavan Kripayodhya. The of Godhead, after hearing the elephant's plea, felt that the elephant needed his immediate help, for he was in great distress. Thus, at once the Lord appeared there on the wings of the king of birds, Garuda, fully equipped with his weapon, the wheel, chakra. With the wheel, he cut to pieces the mouth of the crocodile to save the elephant, and he delivered the elephant by lifting him by his trunk. So this chapter, the seventh chapter of the second canto, is describing the scheduled incarnations of the Lord. In this chapter, 23 different incarnations of the Lord have been described. And this verse is describing the appearance of the Lord, Sri Hari, in order to deliver the king of the elephants, Gajendra. The description of this deliverance of Gajendra or Gajendra Mokshan Leela has been described in the 8th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam quite elaborately. In the 2nd, 3rd and 4th chapter of that canto, there's an elaborate description of Gajendra Mokshanam. Jai Shri Shri Krishna Balaram Srila Sandipani Muni Ki Jai. Jai Shri Shri Radha Madan Mohan Lalita Vishakha Devi Ki Jai. Jai Shri Shri Gaur Nitai Ki Gaur Premanande Ki. So there, it has been described that how Gajendra, this king of elephants, the king of elephants, was a human being in his previous life. And he was not only an ordinary human being, but he was a very powerful king in the province of Tamil, South India. He was a South Indian king, king from Tamil Nadu. And he retired from his family life, taking vanaprastha. And he went to the forest to cultivate Krishna consciousness in the solitude of the forest. And there one day, he was meditating on the Supreme Personality of Godhead's lotus feet. And at that time, a great sage named Agastya came there with his, surrounded by his disciples. But the king was so absorbed in meditating on the lotus feet of Sri Hari that he did not register the arrival of sage Agastya. And Agastya became offended by that act of the king. That also reminds us about Parikshit Maharaj and Shamik Rishi. When Parikshit Maharaj arrived, Shamik Rishi was in a trance and Shamik Rishi did not recognize, did not register that the king has come, the king was hungry and thirsty and tired. So a similar thing happened with King Indradumna, and he did not receive Agastya Muni. So Agastya Muni cursed him that he would become an elephant. And as a result of that curse, this king Indradumna became an elephant. But he was not an ordinary elephant, he was the king of the elephants. And he used to reside in the forest in a very beautiful mountain, surrounded by his associates. So one day he went to sport in the lake. That lake was very beautiful. There were many beautiful birds playing in that lake. There were many beautiful flowers like lotuses, like lilies. And the water of the lake was very beautiful and very cool and very sweet. So King of the Elephant Gajendra, along with his associates, the other elephants, went into the water, drank the water of that lake, which was mixed with the dust of the pollens of lotus flowers. So as it is, the water was very soothing and sweet, and it became even more fragrant with the pollens of the lotuses that grew there in that lake. And then he was playing with his wives and associates. With the trunk he was taking water and throwing it in the bodies of other elephants, and other elephants were also bathing him in that way. But then all of a sudden, there was a crocodile in that lake. And that crocodile came and grabbed the elephant, king of elephants, by his leg. And they started to struggle. The elephant started to struggle. And they fought for a long time. It has been described that they fought for 1,000 years. And sometimes the elephant was winning, he was pulling the crocodile out of the water.
the crocodile pulled him,
not out of the water. Sometimes the elephant was weaning, he was trying to release him from the clutches of the crocodile's grip. But the crocodile is a creature in the water, so the crocodile started to wean. And Prabhupada said that in the purport, in one of the purports, that for this 1,000 years, the elephant couldn't eat anything. He was so much absorbed in this fight, and the fight was taking place in the water. So there was nothing that he could eat there. So his strength started to wane. And finally, the crocodile grabbed and pulled him in the depth of the water. So when the elephant realized that now he is about to leave his body, he fell. After 1,000 years of struggle, he realized that he is not going to survive. Now he is going to die. He is losing this battle. So at that time, he remembered a prayer that he used to offer to the Lord in his previous life as King Indradumna. So he started to offer that prayer. It also has been described that who was that crocodile? The crocodile also was another personality who became cursed by a sage called Devala Rishi to become a crocodile. In his previous life, he was the king of Gandharvas, and his name was Huhu. So one day, Huhu was sporting with his wives in a lake. And at that time, Devala Rishi was taking bath also in that water. So going under the water, Huhu grabbed Devala's feet. This Devala Rishi, you remember in Bhagavad Gita, he has been mentioned, Asita Devala Vyasa Swayam Chaiva Bravishime. So this Devala is one of the very, very exalted personalities that has been cited by Arjuna. Not only I am saying that that you are the Param Purush, Param Dham, Pavitram, Paramam Bhavan, but the sages in the past, like Asita, Devala, Vyasa, also have said the same thing. So this Devala Rishi was bathing in the water of that lake where Huhu was playing with his wives. And so he playfully pulled Devala Rishi's leg underwater. And Devala Rishi probably had become quite startled. Like if you're chanting Gayatri, standing in the water of the Ganges, and then all of a sudden somebody comes and pulls you by the leg, what will be your immediate thought? Is it a crocodile that got me? So Devala Rishi got startled, and Devala Rishi, when he realized that it was not a crocodile, but it was this Gandharva Huhu, so he cursed him that you become a crocodile. Since you're behaving like one, you better become one. So when Devala realized what actually, and when Huhu realized what actually happened, that he has been cursed by this great sage, so he became very worried, afraid, and repentant. So he said, please forgive me, I made a mistake. So Devala said, look, the word that has gone out of my mouth is bound to happen, bound to come true. And that is the quality of these brahmanas. They're so truthful that whatever they say becomes true. So since he said that you will become a crocodile, you have to become a crocodile. There is no way
it will go wrong.
But he said, okay, but you will have a struggle with Gajendra, and at that time the Lord himself will come to rescue Gajendra and he'll cut your head by his. Because my life now is to Jivanahar. In order to drink water and sport in the water, he went to Sindhu Kinare, in the bank of the lake or an ocean. And Sindhu Beecha Basata Graha Charana Dhari Pajhari. And in that water, there was a graha, there was a crocodile. Charana Dhari Pajhari. He grabbed him by his leg. He beat into his leg. Charana Dhari Pajhari. Chara Prahara Juddha Bhayo Le Gayo Majidhari. Here he describes that for four praharas, the four praharas, each prahar consists of 3 hours. So chara prahara means for 12 hours, which means for the whole day they fought. Chara prahara juddha bhayo le gayo majidhari. And for four praharas they fought, and then the crocodile dragged him into the depth of the water, in the middle of the water. And naka kana dubana lagi Krishna ki pukari. And the elephant started to drink water, sinking. He started to drink water through his nose, mouth and ears. Naka kana dubana lagi. And then he remembered Krishna and called out to Krishna. Krishna ki pukar. And as soon as Krishna heard, Dwarka se chale Gopal, Garuda ke vichare. Immediately the Lord, who was in Dwarka, he got into his carrier, Garuda. Garuda ke vichare, with the spreaded wings of the Garuda. He sat there, and chakra se graha kamari gajaraj ko udhari. And killing the graha or crocodile with his chakra, he rescued Gajaraj, Gajendra. Then at the end, Surdas is saying, sura kahe shyam suno, Sharanai tohare, ab hamare paar karohe, nand ke dulhare. Surdas is saying, hey Shyam, oh Krishna, Sharanai tohare, I am also taking shelter of you. And please deliver me, just as you delivered the king of elephants. Ab hamare paar karohe, Nand ke dulare, O son of Nanda Maharaj, please deliver me just the way you delivered the king of elephants. So Prabhupada in his purport mentioned that although this is a real happening, it is not some story. It is a real anecdote. It happened. It's a factual happening. But it also has an allegorical effect. This Gajendra is a living entity. A living entity goes to the material nature, to Why does a living entity come to the material nature? To play here, to enjoy. But as soon as it comes to the material nature, there is a crocodile who just grabs him by his leg. Who is that crocodile? The crocodile is death. Just as Vasudev told Kamsa, that Kamsa, as soon as you are born, your death also was born. And at every moment, we are actually struggling with death. Death is trying to kill us, and we are trying to remain alive. It's a constant struggle. But for how long can we continue this struggle? Through the span of our life, which has been divided into four phases. Chara Prahara, Yuddha Bhaira. The four praharas, just as the day has four praharas, the morning, late morning, afternoon, and evening. Isn't it? There are four praharas. The deep prahar means the noontime. Pratham prahar, deep prahar, then tritiya prahar and chaturtha prahar. So you can say 6 to 9, 9 to 12, 12 to 3, 3 to 6. And at 6 the sun sets and it's dark. So our life also has four phases. First 25 years, brahmachari. Second 25 years, grihastha. Third 25 years, vanaprastha. Isn't it? And then last 25 years, sannyas. If we are alive. So first 25 years is brahmachari, then enter into grihastha life, then panchashodhe vanam brajet. When one becomes 50, he must go to the vanam forest, vanam brajet, vanaprastha. And then the last 25 years, is meant to be sannyas. And then abhata jivana hari. Hey Krishna, please deliver me, because now I am going to die. So at the time of death, if we can remember Krishna, then just as Gajendra was delivered by Krishna, we will be delivered by Krishna. In this struggle against death, for how long can we survive? Through these four phases of life. And then we have to die. We may live through these four phases of life, or we may live for 100 years, or we may even live for 1,000 years. But someday we have to die. So at the time of death, what should we do? At the time of death, like Gajendra, we have to remember that Krishna is the only shelter now. We are not going to win in this battle by dint of our own endeavor. We will not be able to conquer death. Death is inevitable. Why? Because this struggle is going on in a foreign land. We are from spiritual sky, but this struggle is going on in the material nature. On the land, the Gajendra, the elephant, is very powerful. If the battle was going on the land, then the crocodile wouldn't stand any chance. But unfortunately, this battle is taking place in the water. Similarly, we are spiritual beings, and this struggle of for survival is going on in the material nature, in a foreign place, in the water. And just as the crocodile is the creature of the water, similarly, this is the world of death, Martaloka or Mrityuloka. This is the world of death. So for how long can we struggle against death? Sooner or later, we have to succumb to death. And that death means the defeat. We cannot struggle anymore to remain alive. What is life in this material nature? It's a constant struggle against death, trying to remain alive. As long as we have the strength, we are alive. But then at some point, we'll be defeated by Maya or by death. So that is going to be the most critical time in our lives. That is going to be the most crucial point. And what should we do at that time? We struggled all along to remain alive. But when we realize that now I do not have any strength left to struggle against death, then what do we have to do? When we'll become exhausted of all our strength and energy, then what should we do? At the time we have to remember Krishna. If we can remember Krishna at that time, then what will Krishna do? Just as he cut the crocodile's head with his will, with his disc, Krishna will cut the head of the death with his weapon. And in this way, Krishna will rescue us. And that is what Krishna consciousness is all about. When we are alive, while we are struggling to remain alive, when we are struggling in our fight against Maya, fight against death, we are also practicing to take shelter of Krishna. Our devotional life, our spiritual practice is motivated by that object. Take shelter of Krishna. Learn to surrender to Krishna. Because the time is going to come when we have to give up the struggle against Maya. Struggle against Maya's most vicious form, death. We have to practice this process of surrender when we are alive, so that at the time of death we can remain surrendered to Krishna, we can become surrendered to Krishna. Not that now we will play around, enjoy, try to enjoy in the material nature, and at the time of death we'll remember Krishna. No, it's not going to happen. Wherever our deepest attachment is, that is going to be our last thought. If our deepest attachment is to our family and friends, wife and children, then who will think of at the time of death? At that time, wherever the deepest attachment is, that will be the thought. If one is most attached to his wife, who will he think of at the time of death? He'll think of his wife. If one is very attached to his son or daughter, who will he think of? He'll think of his son or daughter. If one is most attached to her husband, she will think of the husband at the time of death. And accordingly, one will get his body. Just like, remember the story, incidents of Bharat Maharaj? Who did Bharat Maharaj think of at the time of death? The deer. Bharat Maharaj left everything. He left his kingdom, he left his family, he left his wonderful situation. He left everything, went to the forest to cultivate Krishna consciousness. But due to the arrangement of providence, he became attached to a deer. And that became his deepest attachment. And as a result of that, he just thought of the deer at the time of leaving his body. And what was the result? The result was he was born as a deer. He was born as a deer. But Bharat Maharaj, due to his advancement in Krishna consciousness, had one advantage. Although he was in a deer body, he could remember his past. He was a jati smar. He could remember his past. He realized, oh, this is how I got stuck in the material nature, in spite of all my endeavor to free myself from the bondage of this material nature. Look, I became attached to a deer, and as a result of that, I got a deer body. So Bharat Maharaj, in his next life, or even when he was a deer, he was leading the life of a saint. He was not indulging in any kind of luxury and comfort or sense enjoyment. He would not even, although he was a deer in a forest, he would not even eat the soft, tender grass or the soft, tender leaves, or even the green leaves of the tree. He would just eat the dry leaves that are completely devoid of the juice. Just to maintain his body, he was eating those dry leaves. And he would stay near the hermitage of the sages. And when they would discuss about Krishna Katha, and he would very aptly lie there and listen to them. So even as a deer, he was so advanced that he was, although in a body of a deer, he was leading the life of a saint, absorbed in Shravanam. Kirtanam he couldn't do. But Smaranam, hearing Krishna Katha. And as a result of that, he became purified of all whatever contamination there may have been. And in his next life, he was born as a pure devotee in a Brahmana family. But he learned such a lesson from his previous life that this time he didn't want to make any mistake. So he started to pretend as if he was a deaf and dumb, and a retarded boy. Everybody thought that he was retarded. He is devoid of any intelligence and sense. Even his brothers were trying to take advantage of him, cheat him. They cheated him of his share of the inheritance. He didn't have any place to live. They drove him out of the house. And he used to beg some food from door to door. And people would not give him food like that. They would make him work. And he just accepted everything as the Lord's mercy. He felt that was the point in trying to give some sense pleasure. Let me suffer through these senses. Instead of trying to enjoy through the senses, let me suffer through the senses. And that will be better, because I'll become disgusted with the material nature. So in this way, Maharaj Bharat, in his next life, the life after next, he became a pure devotee, and he was an abadhut, totally unconcerned about his condition. So, we have to be very, very careful where we develop our attachment. If we develop our attachment to a wrong place, to a wrong person, we'll be in trouble. If our attachment is to the material objects or material persons, then we'll be in difficulty at the time of death. Therefore, in Krishna consciousness, in ISKCON, we are constantly being reminded, we are learning how not to develop any attachment to anybody but Krishna. Just develop your attachment to Krishna. And how should we develop our attachment to Krishna? By depending upon Krishna, by surrendering unto Him. When we surrender unto Him, then what happens? When we are in difficulty, who will we think of? If we recognize who Krishna is, and if we become surrendered to Krishna, then when we are in difficulty, who will you think of? We think of Krishna. And the death, by Krishna's mercy, is a very, very difficult time. It's the most difficult time. Prana prayana samayi kafobhato pittai kanthavarodhana vidho smaranam kutaste. King Kulashekhar is praying, my Lord, at the time of death, when my life here will be about to leave the body, prana prayana samayi, at that time kafobhato pittai kanthavarodhana vidho, the mucus, bile and air. Mucus, air and bile. Kapha, vata, pittai. Kanthavarodhana vidho will choke my throat. How shall I remember you at that difficult time? How will I be able to pray to you at that time? At that most difficult time. So that is the prayer of a devotee. My Lord, please allow me to remember you at the time of death. I do not want anything else. Just allow me to remember you at that time. So that is what devotional service is. That is what Vaidhi Bhakti is. We are practicing to become a devotee. How? Trying to remember Krishna at all phases, at all stages of our lives. Let us just remember Krishna at every stage, at every step. Whenever there is any difficulty, specially remember Krishna. The other thing is that although we have a faculty called will, which enables us to direct our thoughts and mind. Will is a faculty with which we can determine what we are going to think or what we are going to do. But that will is not going to work at the time of death. When the subconscious prevails, then the will becomes inactive. Just like when you fall asleep, does our will work at that time? No. Can we will or can we determine, think, that tonight I am going to dream of Krishna? Or tonight I'll dream that I have become a king? Can we pre-plan like that? No. So just as we cannot plan about our dream, when you fall asleep. Similarly, at the time of death, our will not work. What will work? Our natural state of consciousness. Wherever the consciousness is most attached, that will be the direction where our mind will go. And that is why we are trying to develop our attachment to Krishna. Let us become attached to Krishna. So much so that at the time of death we can remember him. So the objective is to make Krishna the most important factor of our attachment. Let us become attached to Krishna and no one else. And Krishna is all attractive. It's so natural to become attracted to Krishna and attached to Krishna. He is all beauty, he is all powerful, he is all opulence. So let us develop our genuine attraction for Krishna by hearing about his glory, by remembering his activities and pastimes, and by singing his name, by chanting his name, and by hearing about and remembering about him. Thank you very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Gaur Premanande Hari. Does anybody have any question? Yes, Sitaram?
Maharaj, in all these stories about Duryodhana trying to infect the verse from Kumbhasa, the Lord prevented Durvasa from cursing to protect the Pandavas. How do we understand that?
Well, Krishna protects his devotees, but until one comes to that point of pure devotion, then Krishna lets material nature, material, you know, guna and karma to act. And another aspect of these curses is that they accelerate the process. Because these sages, they are not actually acting on the mode of passion and giving curses out of anger as such. They could see the past, present and future. And they could see that this is how this living entity's karmic reaction is going to be nullified. Like in one hand we are seeing the curses, but at the same time, we can see the result of the curses, right? Say, for example, here, the crocodile was cursed by this Devala Rishi. But the result was, he has been killed by the Lord and went back to the spiritual world. He also went back, the crocodile also went back to the spiritual world. Then another curse is that Nalakuvir and Manigrid, being cursed by Narad Muni. But what is the result? Got delivered by Krishna. Now when one is delivered by Krishna, then what is the outcome of that? It's the highest benediction. So they are cursed, but the result of that curse is spiritual advancement. But in some cases, like with the case of Pandavas, they did not, they are Krishna's eternal associates. They're in performing certain roles in Krishna's pastimes. So this is one aspect of Krishna's pastime, that when a devotee, when a enemies of the devotees try to harm some devotees, then he personally intervenes, and he rescues the devotees. Because that is the special quality of the Lord. He is Bhakta Vatsala. He protects his devotees. Yes.
You said that a devotee should attach to Krishna, no one else. But if a person is attached to a devotee.
Yeah, that's the same. Attachment to Krishna and attachment to his devotee is the same. Yeah. Rather, it is actually better to be even better to be attached to his devotee. Because when a devotee prays to Krishna on behalf of somebody, then Krishna becomes very, very alert to respond. Yeah. Yes, Jamal.
Maharaj, Maharshal is speaking so beautifully about this pastime of Lord Vajendra. I was just realizing that he understood that he was dying, therefore he made this complete the goal. So, because we don't realize on a daily basis that we are dying, how much the way for us to raise it to this?
But the first difference is that we are not an elephant. We are human beings. We have the faculty to remember Krishna, which the elephant as an animal couldn't do that. Only at the time, last moment, when he realized that he is going to die, then the remembrance from the past life came back and he offered the prayer by the mercy of the Lord. Whereas we are human beings, as I was mentioning about will, we have been endowed with a very advanced intelligence and we have been awarded with a very, very effective will. So it is important that we utilize that will and our intelligence to remain Krishna conscious or to become Krishna conscious. And that's why as a devotee what we do? We must try to remember Krishna all the time and not forget him even for a moment. Always remember Krishna and never forget him. How can we do that? By dint of our advanced intelligence and will. Whenever we see that the mind is drifting somewhere else, then what do? With our intelligence we grab it and with our will we force it. Come back to Krishna's lotus feet. Another thing is to practice devotional service in practice. We are practicing to surrender. And how do we practice? One of the practices is, if I have to die now, what am I going to do? Can I say that the death will come after 75 years? Can we say the death is going to come after even 7 days? No. Death can come at any moment. Therefore, we have to practice. We have to prepare ourselves all the time. What if death comes now? What if death comes now? I mean, it's not that we have to broadcast, but within our mind we can cultivate, we can practice. What am I going to do? What will be the state of my consciousness? What am I going to do? If death comes now, we have only one course open to us. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So, and if we do that, what will happen? Either Krishna will save me from the dangerous situation, or if I die chanting Hare Krishna, I'll go back to God. So, there's no loss. So, we have to always practice to remember Krishna and chant Hare Krishna. Okay, there's a question there. The question is, in the battle of Kurukshetra, when all the Kauravas died, did they all get delivered? Yes, in the battlefield of Kurukshetra, whoever died got delivered because Krishna was present there. Everyone got delivered. Yes.
You mentioned at the time of death, your strongest attachment is what you get in your next life, right?
Strongest attachment is going to be your last thought. And according to your last thought, you are going to get your next life.
So how do we know what is your strongest attachment? I mean, I wouldn't like to find out.
Ask your heart, not me. Nowadays, unfortunately, people are developing the strongest attachment to their dogs. So many people, especially in the West, now here also, they are developing their attachment to their dogs. So what kind of life they'll get? What kind of body they'll get in the next life? At least you should know better, right? And don't even develop attachment to anyone else but to Krishna and Krishna's devotees, Krishna's pure devotees.
Last one. I find that every time I try to approach Krishna, pick up devotional service, it seems like he brings quite a lot of obstacles on the way. Is it just me, or not? That's some sort of process of testing or something?
Sometimes the obstacles are there to make the attachment even stronger. When you get something after difficulty, don't you appreciate its value more? If you get something easily, then you don't realize the value. Right? But when you get something after a lot of struggle, then the intensity becomes intensified. The desire to get that becomes intensified, and your appreciation increases. Right? Okay, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Everyone go take breakfast. Gaur Premanande, Srila Prabhupada Memorial Festival Ki, Samaveto Bhakta Vrinda Ki, all glories to the assembled devotees, Sri Sri Radha Madan Mohan Lalita Vishaka Devi Ki, Sri Sri Krishna Balaram Srila Sandipani Muni Ki, Sri Sri Gaur Nidhai Ki, Srila Prabhupada Ki, Samaveto Bhakta Vrinda Ki, Gaur.